Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me I have Andrew Leonard. He is the Vice President of Programs for the Lyme Foundation. Thanks so much for being here, Andrew.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So we're excited. We want to preview a wonderful event that is coming up this week, Thursday, September 13th. It'll be at the Vintners Inn. Great place to have an event.
Wonderful.
The third annual Believe in the Dream, a benefit for the Lyme Foundation. So this is very exciting. Tickets are still available for this event?
That's right. They're still available, and we've got just a few left.
Okay, good. All right. So be sure to head to their website, thelymefoundation.org, thelymefoundation.org, and Lyme is L-I-M-E. But let's talk first. Before, you know, put the cart before the horse, let's talk a little bit about the Lyme Foundation. What is it?
The Lyme Foundation is a Santa Rosa-based nonprofit, which was started in 2015 by Letitia Hanke, and the mission of the Lyme Foundation, in short, is to passionately advocate for the disadvantaged community to build a higher standard and quality of life for everyone.
Yeah, Letitia's very passionate about this. I've had the pleasure of talking with her before about this.
Yes.
And this is really sort of came out of her own life experience. Can you tell us a little bit? I'm sure that you know, and she's passionate about this. So please tell us a little bit about her background and how she came to found this.
Oh, and this is totally something that she talks about during the event too, at great length, about how personally affected she was by things growing up in Lake County, and the challenges that she faced, and how she had these experiences, like, for example, her parents getting ill. And so that's part of what sort of brought up the Turner Arts Initiative and the senior activities program. Mm-hmm. And so she herself is really dedicated to the arts and to health. And that really comes out in the foundation and the work that we do.
Yeah, it really does. I know that Letitia was bullied as a kid, but she found a lot of solace and inspiration in music. She was very interested in it, and it helped her sort of come out of her shell and do well in school, get through being bullied as a young person, and really, you know, blossom as who she wanted to become. It was fantastic.
That's right. That's right. And so she's been the CEO of ARS Roofing and Solar for 14 years, and she's been in the business over 20 years now. And the foundation sort of came out of this problem that she had. She noticed in the community, she and her colleagues all noticed that they couldn't find workers.
Yeah.
They were trying to find people, and they just couldn't find people who would reliably show up to work. And you hear this from economists, you hear this from business owners of small and large companies, that they just can't find people. They say, we can train people, we can hire all the, you know, Harvard MBAs and Stanford MBAs that we want, but we need people who are going to show up on time to work, willing to work, and willing to be reliable. And they're just not finding these people. So that is something that she sort of really helped build the Lyme Foundation, was this idea that we need quality, talented workers, period.
Right.
And we're just not finding them. So that is on the community to develop that workforce. And that's what the Lyme Foundation is aiming to do with its Next Gen Trades Academy.
Yes. So let's talk a little bit about that, because there are so many different things. And I love this about Letitia, that she's got this passion. She's got lots of things she's interested in. And she said, all right, I'm going to do them all, which is just so great. I love that. Not just, you know, focusing her efforts on one aspect, but there's really a lot, including the Next Gen Trades Academy. So let's talk a little bit about what this is.
So the Next Gen Trades Academy is a 10-week course for students who are ages 16 to 24, mostly disadvantaged youth who have had trouble completing high school or may not be college-bound. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that we get them sort of exposed to the trades. You know, some people don't really understand what's entailed, the full spectrum of what's available in the trades.
Right.
And it's not just swinging a hammer. It's not just wiring an outlet in a house. There's so much more to it than that. Mm-hmm. And especially in a time now where we're rebuilding so many thousands of homes across Sonoma County, and especially in Santa Rosa, we need people who understand, you know, what is the full spectrum of work that happens, from roofing and siding to installing solar on brand new homes to, wiring the outlets and, you know, putting in toilets, but also design and architecture and painting and all this other stuff that people just don't think of when they think of the trades, and jobs that can be really lucrative too. You know, there are people making over $100,000 easily in the work that they do. And, you know, beginner apprentices these days are starting easily at $17 to $22 an hour. You know, I see job listings on Craigslist all the time for apprentice electricians, no experience necessary, $22 an hour.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, and I think that that's tough. That's been a tough message to get out to the youth that is so for so long it's been go to college, go to college, go to college. You have to get an academic degree. That's the thing that you do. You finish high school and you go to college and get an academic degree. Except we need people in all different kinds of our economy, our society. We need them to go to vocational kinds of training. We need all different kinds of people in our workforce. And some people, the academics just isn't for them, right?
Right.
But
there are
great jobs out there.
These jobs exist and they have to be filled, and we have to fill them in order to really stay stable as a society. You know what I mean? Like, we can't function. You cannot outsource a plumber. You cannot outsource an electrician. Robots will not be doing these jobs in 20 years. And so, you know, the way that we sort of energize these youth is we bring in our partners. We bring in CEOs of multi-million dollar local companies to talk to these students about what the career opportunities are, what's entailed in these opportunities, how much they pay, how much earning potential there is in these jobs. And really, it's kind of, it works both ways. You know, the students are there to learn from the partner, the contractor who comes in. But the contractors are also sort of interviewing the students because, you know, they're out there looking for work. You know, these contractors are out there looking for their labor. And they might see a student in their class who really shines and stands out and say, they say, I want to hire this student. And that's sort of built into this program. What we have is this opportunity for our partner contractors to, at the end and the completion of the program, come back and hire these students right out of the program.
Wow, that's so great. So how do kids get into the program?
That's a great question. We've run the program now at several different places, including Rancho Cotati High School in Roanoke Park, Social Advocates for Youth at SAY here in Santa Rosa, CHOPS Teen Center. We just finished a program this summer, and Youth Connections as well, which is a program of the John Muir Charter School. And we're starting our new program for students of Youth Connections on September 11th, which is on Tuesday. And we run these programs all throughout the year in different locations, and it's catered toward those students in those programs. So, for example, we have students at Youth Connections who are ages 16 and 24 looking to finish their high school degree. So they need options, whether it's going to be a career or further education. We have students who are already active students at a high school, so those students at the high school get to participate. So it really depends where these students are and where we're going to. So I wish I could say that if you wanted to sign up, regardless of who you are or where you are, you could do that right now. But it really depends on where we are at the time.
Got it. Okay.
So we're looking to expand the program, you know, over these next few years and make it more widely available.
Yeah.
In fact, we're going to be partnering starting this fall at another nonprofit down in Roanoke Park, where we're going to have some space to hold these classes. So enrollment is going to be opened up as of probably November or December of this year, depending on when these courses are taking place.
That's great. Well, the Lyme Foundation is relatively young, right? I mean, a couple years?
We are, 2015.
Yeah, okay, all right. But still growing, still expanding and offering these opportunities. These programs are so exciting. Now, what happens in these classes, the next-gen classes?
That's a great question. So I talked a little bit about the partner contractors that come in and talk, but that's only part of it. We have an instructor, a wonderful instructor who we bring in. Her name is Kiana, and she sort of leads these classes. We talk about the types of careers available. We talk about you know, what's entailed in them, both from the guest speakers who come in and from an instructional point of view. But also we do things like safety talks, safety certifications. Every student that completes our program gets their Cal OSHA safety certification.
Great.
And what this means is that these students have a sheet of paper that says that they're certified safety trained for construction job sites. And so this is something that they can put directly on a resume. It shows employers that they're for real about this. They've spent time. You know, this course is not easy. You can't just sit down and take the test and pass the course. You actually have to, you know, go through the work, watch the modules and learn, then take the exam and get the certification.
That's great.
Once they have that slip that shows that they're Cal OSHA certified, they can say they can take that and be, you know, really competitive against someone who has no certifications and no experience prior.
Right, right. Is there hands-on learning in these classes?
There's a small component to that. Yeah, you know, it's not one of those things where we're teaching students how to swing a hammer or how to build a house right off. But we're trying to teach them, you know, here's what's possible. And part of that is hands-on. So when we have our partner contractors come in, they'll sometimes come in with their, you know, restoration and carpet cleaning truck and take the students outside for a demonstration as to how this stuff works.
Oh, cool.
To show them all the gizmos and gadgets and the equipment that they use and stuff. And there are students for whom that really resonates. They're like, oh man, now I've seen how this works. I really want to try this out. I really want to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that can be really, I know that internships are really important for any sort of job that you're interested in. For radio, it was eye-opening because I had a certain idea about what radio was all about.
Sure.
And when I then had my internship, oh, there's so much more to this that actually is super exciting to me that has nothing to do with being on the air, that just really resonated with me. And I think that there's got to be those same sort of preconceived ideas about the trades and different things and what it means to be an electrician, what it means to be in HVAC. But you don't really know what it is until you get a chance to sort of experience that.
Right. And you know, we get that comment from so many students. I was there on the last day of class recently. I had just started out as the vice president of programs at the beginning of August. Mm-hmm. And my first week there, we're wrapping up at Chops Teen Club. And one of the students comes up afterwards and says, I had no idea that it was going to be this involved, that I was going to learn so much about this. I thought it was just going to be, I'm here to learn about, you know, what is plumbing or what is electrical work. But he's like, I've learned life skills. I've learned how to, you know, go to an interview. I've learned how to write a resume and a cover letter.
Oh, that's great.
And so he's getting this real sense of this, the well-roundedness that you need to be a viable, employable person in this mm-hmm. community.
How long is the course?
Right now, our course lasts about 10 weeks.
Okay.
We've done courses that are 5 weeks long, like a condensed summer course. We've done longer classes, 16 weeks. But the sweet spot is really there about 10 weeks, you know, 2 days a week, a couple hours a day. For 10 weeks, and these students are getting a ton of, you know, experience. They're getting a ton of knowledge, and they get to take that with them and build these relationships.
That is great. And you say you are working on expanding the offerings of these courses, so that's great. Right now at Rancho Cotati, at SAY, Youth Connections, and CHOPS. And are you looking at partnerships maybe with the Sonoma County Office of Education to sort of expand this?
Well, I can tell you about a new exciting partnership that we're working on right now. Mm-hmm. Starting November, we're going to be working with the Conservation Corps North Bay. Their office here in this area is in Cotati.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have about 12 different students in that program that's being partially funded by the Sonoma County Workforce Investment Board.
Oh, great.
And they're getting Perfect. This interactive hands-on course. And this really is about construction knowledge and how to build.
Mm-hmm.
And by about April of next year, they'll have built a tiny home together. And at some point, that tiny home is going to go into the community to someone in need, either a veteran or an elderly person who lost their home in the fires last year.
Wow. That's amazing. I love that. Wow, so cool. I'm talking with Andrew Leonard. He is the Vice President of Programs for the Lime Foundation. Their big fundraiser is coming up on Thursday, the 13th of September, this week. And you can find out more at thelimefoundation.org. You can also buy your tickets through that website, thelimefoundation.org. And Lime is L-I-M-E. And let's talk a little bit more about this program. How much does it cost for a student to attend the Next Gen Trades Academy?
That's a great question. And the answer, I'm happy to say, is zero. It does not cost anything. It's a free program for these students.
So how do the students get selected then for this program?
It's great. It's all voluntary. These students have heard about the program through mm-hmm. their school or the program that they're attending. And they sign up with us. They fill out an application, which is pretty extensive. You know, they have to show us that there's a reason that they're applying for this, that there's a need perhaps for income or for skills that they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to say that most of the students who apply for the program are definitely qualified and do get in.
Do you have a big demand or a lot of students coming to you?
We do. We do. We have a lot of students sign up for the program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our programs are relatively small right now. That's what makes them so effective is that they are, you know, they're relatively personalized. They're hands-on and personalized.
Yeah.
You know, we have had between 5 and 15 students per class. So when you're talking, you know, 2 adult instructors in the class on average per class, they're getting a lot of one-on-one time.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah, that's intense. That is a kind of situation where you can't just be hanging out in the back of the classroom and no one notices that you're there.
Not at all. Yeah.
Taking a little nap. No.
They come in late, we notice.
Okay, right. Exactly. Oh, yeah, exactly. So participation is key as well. That's amazing.
Oh, and you mentioned participation. That's mm-hmm. another great thing we can talk about. These students get participation points for coming and being active participants in the class. And what they do is they earn these points, which at the end of the class can be redeemed for a gift card. So on the last day of class, they get to take and choose their pick of gift cards to places like, you know, Chipotle or Target or, you know, Visa gift cards.
Nice.
Often these are students who are coming from backgrounds without a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
And so they need basic needs met. They need gas for their cars. They need meals. They need work-appropriate clothing. And we can help them do that with this.
That is so great. Wow. There's a lot of thought that went into this program to make sure that it's effective, that it really gives these students the kind of skills that they need and prepares them then to be ready with that Cal OSHA certificate, with some money to help them buy work boots, to get to the job site, all those kinds of things.
Exactly.
That's amazing. I love it. So it's growing and it is expanding, but it does need funding. So let's talk about where funding comes from.
All right. Well, that's a great segue. We're having our event this Thursday, September 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Vintner's Inn. Mm-hmm. It's our third annual Believe in the Dream event. This is a fundraiser. It's a gala. It's a night to have fun. And so what we do is we sell these tickets. They're $125 a person as of September 1st. And that gets you dinner. It gets you admission. And it's a wonderful program. Our guest speaker this time is a retired NBA player, former center for the Golden State Warriors, Adonel Foyle.
Nice.
And he's the current community ambassador for the Golden State Warriors. And we got him to come speak at this event this year, which should be an incredible experience. We also have in attendance Kristen Ashley. She's a New York Times bestselling author. She's known for the book series Rock Chick. And she'll be there. And one of the things that we're doing is we're auctioning off seats to have dinner with her at the table.
Oh, nice.
So if you visit lime-auction.com, mm-hmm. it will get you to the website, and you'll be able to bid on seats to sit with Kristen Ashley at the dinner table. And those tickets are starting at $225, so I recommend you get your bids in soon, and that way you at least have your money in at the lower price point there and be able to sit with her at the table.
That is great. Again, that website, if you're interested in bidding on those tickets, lime-auction.com, and that'll give you a chance to have that sort of special experience. But the tickets are available. There are still some tickets available for $125 to attend. And it is this Thursday at the Vintner's Inn, which is a great place. Wonderful food there. And then you've also got a scholarship that you award. And this is very fun. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah. So this year's Miss Sonoma County was Tyler Avery Lewis. Mm-hmm. And she is being honored with the Turner Arts Initiative Scholarship this year at the event. And while we present her with the award, she'll also be performing for us song and dance. And we're so looking forward to that. It's going to be a wonderful time.
Yeah, she's super talented.
Yeah.
Love that. Okay, so you'll get to see Miss Sonoma County, who will be performing, and she's also getting a wonderful award and recognition, which is very cool as well. And there's also different sponsorship packages. At this point, can you still be a sponsor above and beyond getting tickets?
Absolutely. We're definitely looking for sponsors at different levels. We have sponsorship levels from $500 all the way up to $10,000.
Great.
And just so our listeners know, we have an option for a VIP ticket as well, which is $225 per person. Mm-hmm. That includes admission and dinner, but it also includes admission to our VIP soiree, which happens from 9 p.m. till midnight.
Ooh.
And we have our VIPs there, including Kristen Ashley. And again, this is at John Ash, so it's a very classy place to hang out.
Very nice place. Excellent. Do you also have any auction items during the evening?
We do. One of the sort of keystone things that we do for this event is a silent auction. Mm-hmm. And we have things ranging from trips to Costa Rica to trips to Vegas with foodie tours and trips to New York to Broadway shows. And we've got other things too, like massages that we're auctioning off and local experiences, tickets to IndyCar races over at the Sonoma Raceway. So lots of fun stuff to bid on. And, you know, 100% of this goes to benefit the Lime Foundation, as many, if not most, of our auction items were donated to us at no cost.
That's fantastic. And also, I know that Letitia personally, through her business, makes a point of donating to the Lime Foundation to continue the programs that she founded, that she believes in so much. I think up to 5% of each job, which is incredible.
That's right.
So generous.
That's right. Right. And she's a big donor to the foundation as well. ARS Roofing and Solar is donating $5,000 this year for the program.
Yeah, very cool. So again, the event is happening this week. It is at the Vintners Inn off of Barnes Road in Santa Rosa. Great place, John Ash and Company there. And it is from 6 to 9 p.m., the VIP soiree. If you purchase that VIP ticket, goes until midnight. A lot of fun as well. And let's also talk about, which we haven't mentioned, sort of the third prong of the Lyme Foundation. And this is helping the elderly and the disadvantaged. So let's talk a little bit about what this is.
Absolutely. This is our senior activities program. Mm-hmm. It's a program for people ages approximately 65 and up who are living in senior retirement centers and senior residences. And what we do is we have a consultant from Healdsburg Nutrition come in and teach this. It's basically a 7-week course on healthy eating and healthy exercise habits. We also have a consultant who comes in and does things like chair yoga and stretching for seniors. Mm-hmm. And so each of these classes is 2 hours long. An hour and a half of it is going to be in nutrition. So preparing healthy foods, how to shop, you know, what foods best benefit seniors. And then the other half an hour of it is that sort of stretching and yoga part of it. And somewhere interspersed in that, we have a 90-minute session on one of the days given by one of our partners on how to use iPads and basic technology.
Oh, that's great. Very cool. Wow, so many great skills. And especially for people who might not be as active as they once were, are on a limited budget in terms of being able to purchase healthy foods, knowing how to make your dollar go longer, what foods might be good just in general for your overall health, but also maybe if you're facing things like diabetes or other things, it's really important to have that kind of knowledge.
It's funny you should mention diabetes. We have one of our participants who spoke to me on camera. I did a video on her for our upcoming event, and she told me that she learned about, you know, cutting sugar in this program, and that she has cut her sugar back so much that she's now much more mobile than she used to be.
Wow, that's
so
great.
It's having this really profound effect on the people who participate. Mm-hmm. You know, they're learning about these habits, and if they can put them into use and keep on them, they are better in the long run for it.
Yeah, and I think that 7 weeks also is a really good, because we hear all the time it takes 30 days to build a habit, right?
Absolutely.
So having that ongoing for 7 weeks, the different courses that reinforce the learning that you had from the previous one and gives you time to really build a habit that you can then continue.
Absolutely.
Love it. So much good stuff in the Lyme Foundation. It's very exciting that it's established here in Sonoma County, that it's growing, that it has a far-reaching impact, not just in our community, as we're making our elderly have a stronger, healthier lives, as we're helping the children in our community get good jobs, which they can have here and outside of the area. All of these things are really important, and the ripples just go out from what the work that you're doing. It's really cool.
It's wonderful. So again, we have our Turner Arts Initiative, we have our Senior Activities Program, and our Next Gen Trades Academy. And we would be so honored if you attended our event on Thursday, $125 tickets.
Yeah.
You can visit us on Facebook at the Lyme Foundation and buy tickets directly on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Or at thelymefoundation.org.
Okay, perfect. Andrew, it was really fun to talk with you.
Thanks so much for having me on today.
Yeah. Real quick, I do have to ask you, how did you get involved in the Lyme Foundation?
That's a great question. I got on the board of the Lyme Foundation in 2015, shortly after it was founded, mm-hmm. through a mutual acquaintance. And, you know, I've been doing program management for several years, and Letitia kept telling me that, you know, she would like to hire me to run programs. And I've been just clamoring for this opportunity. And so finally in August, she said, now we can do it.
Wow, that's so great. And how exciting that you have all of these different things. It's got to be very interesting day for you every
never
day.
Never a dull day. Never a dull day.
Right. Very cool. Andrew Leonard is the Vice President of Programs for the Lyme Foundation, doing such good work here in our community. You can find out more information at thelymefoundation.org, and Lyme is L-I-M-E, thelymefoundation.org. And again, the big event, the gala that is happening on Thursday, third annual Believe in the Dream Gala at Vintners Inn. Tickets are available, and all you have to do is go to the website, thelymefoundation.org. This is Sonoma County Focus.